Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Indeed, we are. Short show. Reminder. 49ers. Panthers.
There you go.
I almost could remember. Bang, 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 yes, bang. Yes. I get to hear it every time I say Panthers,
honestly, when you
Niners.
Walk into the room, when you walk into the room and Tony's watching a game, you ask him, hey, who's playing? He looks at you. I don't look. Hang on. Look at the score thing. Oh, yeah.
Listen, neither of these are my teams. I don't need to know other than letting everybody else
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you need to know. You need to know.
No, I don't. I don't need to know, really.
CMC facing his former team.
Yeah, no one cares. No
there
one
you
cares.
Go.
They're gonna boat race the Panthers, hopefully. For
by the way, out of the...
I hope,
out of
I don't know.
By the way... Who did the, I mean? Talk about stupid trades. What did the Panthers get? Like, who's starring for them right
that's
now?
That's a great question.
Let me see.
I think it had to be picks, right?
I love how teams do this. They make they get all these picks. They get this, that, and the other.
Need to find out.
Well,
who
Christian
those
McCaffrey's
picks
going
into.
To the Super Bowl every year. And what are the Panthers doing?
All right, give me a second to Tony. You have to answer your question or your
question
your,
number one.
Yeah,
what
your
was the question
thoughts
again?
On Chip Kelly and why doesn't Pete Carroll fire his son, who's the worst offensive line coach in
See,
football?
I know no one, but
why doesn't
you,
he fire his son?
I know no one, but you went and found out that his son was on the staff in the first place. The dude who. I don't know if you have you watched the Raiders at all this year?
Yeah, they're really bad.
Their offense sucks. This is the same guy. That, remember, I don't know if you can remember Shady McCoy, he traded him, had DeSean Jackson traded from that Philly team. He comes in, what's the first thing he does? He tells Ginty, you can't stand like that in the backfield. You're going to have to get like a regular running back. And all that's happened
yeah,
since
what a
then.
Dummy.
Yeah, all that's happened since then is they have proceeded to win two games and their offense has looked atrocious. He's made Geno Smith now look like he was as a New York Jet way, way back in the day. Ginty is not living up to the kind of hype that he's had, and it's all on Chip Kelly's watch. And yes, the offensive line, I watched, it felt like my man Myles Garrett was literally in the backfield every snap, even if they handed it off. He was in the backfield touching the running back. And so, yes, it's Chip Kelly's fault. I feel the same way Chris does. I felt like that for a long time. He seemed – talk about somebody who has lost his touch. Like, he didn't – after the, what, maybe the first year in Philadelphia or the second year in Philadelphia, he has not looked close to the same – has not put nearly the close to the same type of offense that we saw in Oregon.
I'm still
not even close.
I'm still mad at the 49ers for bringing him in as a head coach for a year. Still mad about that.
Can I just touch on what
I'm looking
oh,
at
sorry,
the picks.
Go ahead, finish
no,
that
real
up.
Quick, the picks that the 49ers sent, they sent three they sent where did it go?
Here it is.
They sent a second, third, and fourth round picks in 2023 and then a fifth rounder in 2025.
Do we know what that turned into?
Yes, it turned into Darnell
They didn't
Washington.
Get one number one pick? They didn't get a single number one pick?
No, they didn't.
Oh, my God.
So Darnell Washington, who else? Don't know who that
Nick
is.
Nick Herbig. He's decent. And then they traded with Jacksonville for something else.
Nothing to the equivalent of Mr. McCaffrey. Yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go.
One of the best players in the league. I wanted to one thing before we do the Daily Gambit that Tony said about Chip Kelly. This isn't even on my hatred of Chip Kelly. This is on my hatred of anybody who coaches. And I don't care if you're a high school coach or a little league coach or wherever. Anybody that coaches with a my way or the highway mentality is not a good coach. I'm sorry, that doesn't work anymore. Tony, how many times have we asked a Padre pitcher what makes Ruben Niebla successful? And every time they say, you know what? He finds out what you're good at and he works with you. He doesn't tell you what to do. He listens to what makes you comfortable and then he helps improve on it. Here's Genty, who's almost a Heisman Trophy winning running back, who's comfortable doing it one way or the other, and his coach's first thing to him is to change that and tear that down. It never works that way. And if you're a coach, I'm serious, if you're a high school coach, pitching coach, Pony League, don't tell your kids how to do it. Listen to them and work with them and use those parameters to help them improve.
You guys,
it's such a better way to coach.
You guys have seen Luke Kuechly and Greg Olsen in the youth thing that they coach. They both talk about that a lot, that it's not about telling them what I know or making them do it how I think it should be done. It's about finding out what they do best and then trying to enhance that and teach them from that. And it's crazy that at that level that you would feel like you got to tell a guy, nah, you're not doing that. I don't care how much success you had, where you came from.
And then
and then he gets off to a rough start, and you're like, all right, you can go back to it. Like, what? Like, no.
What about, like, what does Ashton Genty think when Chip Kelly comes walking up to him and is like, hey, you're doing it wrong.
His old man is over here trying to tell me what to do again.
Like, I just came off of one of the best seasons in college football, and you're telling me
you're not even
going to
let me run a few times and then see that it doesn't work first before you tell me to change it?
I still think they should fire Pete Carroll.
By the way, this is just a small piece of, I'm sure, what happened before Pete Carroll had to be like, listen, man, it's either going to be you or me. It damn sure ain't going to be me. So you got to go.
Damn sure ain't going to be my son either.
Listen, you want Nepo baby conversation about this.
I'm just mad at Pete Carroll for even hiring this guy in the first place.
I am too.
Pete Carroll made such a mistake.
Maybe he felt like it was the one dude that was beating his behind at USC all the time.
Chip Kelly.
That maybe he could.
He
could reunite it, but it did not work.
Chip Kelly is good at college offense. Stay there. He won a national championship last
year. He's not good at college offense anymore because UCLA, I don't recall being a juggernaut
at all.
But
he won a national championship last year with Ohio State
as the offensive coordinator. He was at Ohio State.
And he left a good deal to go back to the NFL.
I totally forgot he was even at Ohio State.
Yeah.
I could have won the national championship as offensive coordinator with that team.
Touché.
Come on.
I don't know.
They literally have like three wide receivers all like doing, you know, the best in NFL right now.
Yeah.
Jackson Smith and Jigba couldn't even make the Ohio State roster when he was there.
Is that true?
I mean, that's how pretty much he was third string.
Yeah.
And then two guys got hurt, and so he got a chance to play in that Rose Bowl.
That's right. They sat out of that game. I think one sat out.
Oh, sat out?
It was Wilson, I think, sat out of that game.
Garrett Wilson
sat out. Another guy was hurt, and that's how he got pretty much going.
Can't stand that guy.
Yeah.
We can't go to the Daily Gambit because we have Andrew Wiebe on the other side, so we're going to have to skip that. So let's real quick talk about Shedeur
Sanders. Talk about a couple of...
Oh.
What do you got, Chris? What do you want to talk about?
That's fine. Shedeur's fine. No, we can talk about it. We're going to do the good, bad,
ironically, also against the Raiders as well, ironically.
Yeah, I thought Shedeur played really well.
First thing was Deion was there. That was important.
Yes, I think.
We talked about that last week, and he was there. And secondly, he did okay, right? I mean, he made a couple of silly throws, but...
That's expected,
You know, when you throw on the run 65 yards and put it on the guy, like he did on that one play.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of things that show people what you can do.
That was a big arm.
I was glad for that.
I was happy I was happy for that, too, and I think he still has some work to do. But I don't think the Browns did him any favors in how that game plan was. It was like, run the ball on first and second down, you're third and long.
And then try to make it make on something. Third down.
Yeah, yeah. He had 20 attempts, 11 for 20, a little bit over 200 yards. But I didn't think that they really gave him much of a chance. Maybe that was by design. But it seemed like the plays that he ended up making – we're all like, you know, got a scramble, except for the touchdown pass he threw, which turned out to be the one touchdown he had. First and second down running, and then third and eight, third and seven, third and nine, third and ten.
Such a hard life living that way.
Figure it out. So, but good for him,
man. Let a young quarterback throw on first down when they're not looking for it as much.
Right. I think, all in all.
And he's going to start this Sunday, even though Dillon Gabriel has been cleared.
All in all, just watching the Browns team as he kind of did his thing, they seemed like they were into it. So he's bought himself another week for sure.
Well, yeah. Have you talked to Dave Marcus yet today, Tony? Has he texted you?
Oh, because the Cowboys came back to beat the Eagles?
Yes.
The Eagles.
Because we basically buried them even after they won last week.
We did. And listen, I still believe.
Now people are going to be like, oh.
I still believe with every ounce of my being that when it really, really counts, they will show up. Yes, they will be themselves for sure.
By the way, the officials in the Chiefs-Colts game yesterday erroneously took away a Chiefs touchdown, Scraby. I want that on the record.
I'm sorry?
I'm just saying.
The tide is
turning. I want it on the record.
They don't have enough wins to influence referees no more. Now they're getting the calls against them.
They have to work uphill now to, you know, win that football game. Now they're seeing how the other half lives. Get a touchdown here. Every time you score a touchdown against the Chiefs, you have to look for the flag. Well, now the Chiefs have to look for the flag.
Did you see that the referee who left the game on Thursday night, nothing was wrong with him?
He just was like, I'm out.
I thought he had a torn Achilles.
No.
Or a bad Achilles.
Maybe it was a bad Achilles, but it turns out there was no rupture of his Achilles tendon, so I think it was just an old man injury.
So he should have played through it?
I don't know that he could play through it. He couldn't even walk.
Scraby wanted to have the Nepo baby conversation. Now somebody's not working on their dime right now. He's just taking free money. That's his new case.
They say he could come back this season.
If you pulled your hammy while you were doing a basketball game, you couldn't finish the game, but you might be able to ref in another week. Put a little ice on it and stretch it out.
Scraby is the toughest.
You pull it right there. You're done.
How did this turn on me? I didn't say anything about it.
Because you're ripping the guy. You tried to rip him.
You're saying that he walked off with a fake injury, basically.
I didn't say it was a fake injury. I said that he came off the field and his Achilles was intact.
You insinuated that he was getting off of work without doing any work.
That's not what I meant for
him. I'm sorry. What did you mean then? You said, did you see that he wasn't actually hurt?
Yeah, it stopped the game. It was,
You know guys like get hurt and like they stop the game and then they come back in like two plays later?
I was just annoyed because I thought something serious happened and I was false.
Was this during the Niner game?
No, this was during that Thursday night football game between the Bills and the Texans.
Scraby, I don't know about
Thursday
you sometimes,
night
man.
Football.
I really don't. All right, let's get to break. Can't wait
for the soccer match.
Yes, we get into some SDFC when we return. More Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Yeah. And the message they are saying,
we don't understand. No, all right, welcome back, Glenn and Chris. Live music coming your way from outside my hotel room here at the Bahamas. By the way... This isn't necessarily Bahama music, is it? But you know what I mean. It kind of has that flavor.
We need more steel
drums.
It
definitely has that flavor, being in the Bahamas.
Yeah, I feel that flavor.
Yeah, for sure.
We have our we got a big match tonight with SDFC in Minnesota, and we have our guest Andrew Wiebe coming on. Is he calling us, Scrabe, or are you calling him?
I'm calling him right now, actually.
Okay. So real quick, Tony, I told everybody here I would tell this story while he's calling. Now I have to save it because it'll take longer than
long.
It takes for him to call. Yeah, it won't get too long. I do want to remind everybody though that our Gwen and Chris overtime will be up at the end of the show today, 4 o'clock. You can listen. A lot of baseball talk in our overtime today. The Rockies have named their new manager, but it's their old manager, and the Pirates and the Marlins. Really? Could they be competing for supremacy in the National League? We'll discuss that in our overtime. Also, a pretty good chat about the greatest coach in the history of college football, Lane Kiffin.
Lane is always, no matter what subject matter
he's
we're
unbelievable.
On, Lane Kiffin can catch a stray from Chris from any angle.
He can. He should teach a course in how to be mediocre at what you do and get everybody to think you're great. Because that is a gift that he has.
Mediocre.
All right, we got to get to...
Wow.
We got to get to...
Chris
sorry about that.
That was a good... in his book.
That was a good line right there, but we don't have time to discuss it. Andrew Wiebe, MLS, Apple TV. Tonight is the night. SDFC. Minnesota FC. Andrew, thanks for the time. How are you? How fired up are you?
I'm pretty good, guys. I'm pulling on the suit tonight, my kit, so to speak. I'm sorry to disrupt your rhythm here. It sounds like you got something going on that you got to come to me, but you know, the good thing is I don't think anything is going to disrupt San Diego's rhythm tonight. They're going to be the team with the ball. They're going to be the team that exerts their game plan on the game. Now, can they execute better than Minnesota? That's the question that stands between them and a conference final matchup with the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Now, we've had, obviously, all of the teams have had to kind of deal with the break for the international schedule that popped up. But typically speaking, is there rust when you've been away from each other that long? Or does it just kind of fit in seamlessly because you guys, the teams have been playing with each other for so long at this point?
I don't think you're going to see rust in terms of the way Mikey Barrett and this team wants to play or the relationships on the field. I think the one place where you can see rust, and I'm not saying we're going to see it tonight, but you can, is just from the emotional and physical toll that it takes to, in some cases, swap continents or, you know, swap 7-8 time zones to go play your soccer in hugely important games. I mean, remember that, you know, guys like, let's say, the Minnesota side. Carlos Harvey was playing for his life with Panama to get into the World Cup. You know, Anders Dreyer was doing the same thing with Denmark. So there's just there's a natural exertion there, emotionally, physically, that comes with the travel, with the international games that they play. But in talking to both coaches, and look, I know it's San Diego radio, so let's focus on San Diego. The word I'm getting is that everybody's back in the group. Everybody's had time to sort of take a deep breath, to settle, to get back into the swing of things. In many ways, these two managers, these two clubs, and us as just people who want to watch a great game, we're fortunate that this particular game is played on a Monday night because it just gave an additional 2 days compared to, for instance, Vancouver and L.A. for players to arrive, to settle, to get their feet under them. So if you're asking me whether or not I think there will be rust, I would tell you no. I don't think we're going to see any signs of that tonight.
I think we're going to have an incredible match. Andrew Wiebe is with us. He'll be on the sidelines, which is a place a lot of us would like to be tonight, Andrew. Tell me a little bit about Minnesota's. I know they're a different style. I know that SDFC dominated in possession and dominated in shot attempts and dominated in everything the last time they played, yet they were losing 3-0 until they scored a late goal there to get on the scoreboard. I mean, basically, they got crushed by Minnesota. So does SDFC try something different, or do they just keep going with it? And why does Minnesota seem to have so much success counterbalancing San Diego?
Well, listen, I don't think San Diego does anything different. You know, this DNA is really clear. And part of the DNA is not just the way they play, but the idea from Mikey and from Tyler Heaps and from everybody in this squad that they're not going to deviate. Like, this is who they are. It's worked tremendously well. You stick with what brought you, and it gets you to this point on the brink of the conference finals. But what I would tell you guys is the old phrase, style makes fights, really applies to this particular matchup. Because on one side, San Diego wants the ball. They want to dominate games with the ball. On the other side, Minnesota are like, cool, you go ahead and do that. That's not how we operate. We don't want to be there. We're going to sit back a little bit more and wait for our 3 or 4 opportunities a game, particularly on the road, to throw haymakers. So if you're thinking about this as a boxing match, on San Diego's side, you have more of a puncher, more of a guy who's going to be in there throwing jabs, really just, I mean, throwing, getting hands in there. Whereas Minnesota are going to be parrying blows. They're going to be stepping back. They're going to be locking things up. They're going to try to get into the body and slow the fight down. And they're going to look for 3 or 4 chances in the fight, the match in this case, to throw the haymaker, to hit you with the uppercut, to go over the top when you expose yourself and to give themselves the lead. So Minnesota's style is unabashedly who they are. It's just the polar opposite of San Diego. They want to sit back, hit on the counter. Their set pieces are tremendous. Beware tonight. And it's not just free kicks or corner kicks for the Loons. It's throw-ins. Michael Boxall will get up there and he'll chuck one into the box. And then it's all about who has more heart, who has more desire, who sniffs it out better to win the second ball. In many ways, I think this is the perfect matchup, guys. And that game in San Diego earlier in September, well, it was the perfect sort of iteration of events from Minnesota. If you remember the details of that game, San Diego pummeled the Loons in the first half. I mean, just blew their doors off. But they couldn't land that knockout punch because Dane St. Clair, the goalkeeper for the Loons, stood on his head. So to me, tonight, a huge key for Minnesota, yes, hit on the counter, yes, set piece. But Dane St. Clair is going to have to be on God level, in my opinion, for them to get through.
Andrew Wiebe joins a sideline reporter in tonight's matchup with SDFC and Minnesota taking on one another. And Andrew, from your perch, as you watch this game from the sideline, and you bring up the kind of the emotional factor for these guys who played internationally and are coming, how does that present itself on the field? Like, what are we looking for in terms of whether that emotion is tough to reach to the level that it needs to in order to play at your best?
First 15 minutes, guys. I know it's cliche. I know it is. But if you look back at that Minnesota game against Seattle, the one that got them here, they got their doors blown off in the first 15 minutes. They weren't ready. They haven't been ready. And Eric Ramsey, in talking to him this week, has said, listen, we if we're not ready against San Diego, they're going to come out and crush us. And we saw that at home against Portland, right?
Yeah.
Like, San Diego comes out, guns blazing, foot on the pedal. They're going to push to try to get a lead, because when San Diego get a lead, the game is completely on their terms. The moment you try to push out and you expose yourself in behind, whoop, there goes Anders Dreyer. Whoop, now it's 4-0. So that first 15 minutes is going to be critical, and I've watched this entire season from the sideline, guys. I can tell you definitively, without a doubt, and it's understandable. The biggest games of the year, the biggest stakes of the year, there's no misunderstanding what's on the line. These playoff games have just felt different, been different. They're more physical. There's more trash talk. There's more intensity from the sideline, from the coaches. There's more focus. You can just feel it on the field. It's like a kind of an undercurrent, a buzz of energy going throughout. So do not be surprised those first 15 minutes when San Diego come out and just go at them and Minnesota are looking to survive. I think that's what the first 15 minutes is going to look like. And if Minnesota can get out without allowing a goal, that's going to change the match. It's going to put the pressure on San Diego, and it's going to give the Loons an opportunity to say, okay, we can match what you're bringing. Now we just got to find our one, two moments. And if we do, we think we can walk out of here.
Andrew Wiebe's got the game tonight. We're all fired up for it. I got one last quick thing before we let you roll, Andrew, and then we'll look forward to watching tonight. I'm not even in town, so I'm totally looking forward to being able to watch being on the road here. Messi and Miami, they win 4-0 yesterday. Is this like now they got one more to get to the final, but how crucial for the MLS that he get to the final game? Does it mean that much?
I mean, yeah, everybody knows Messi. Everybody understands his greatness. I would flip it, actually, guys, and I would say, you know, forget what it means to Major League Soccer. That part is pretty clear. Lionel Messi is telling you what it means to him right now. Remember, this is a guy, this is a team that since Leagues Cup when he arrived in 2023, haven't won anything but a supporter shield. And listen, supporter shield, nothing to sneeze at, but that is not why Lionel Messi came to Major League Soccer. That was not at the top of the vision board for Lionel Messi with Inter Miami. It was to come and do what legends do, what he has done for his entire career. That's win the big one. And the big one is MLS Cup. So I think it's the last seven games, guys. It's 11 goals and 11 assists.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding me? Like, there are players, best 11 players in this league's history that have not hit 11-11 from the number 10 position. He is dominating everyone. To me, it feels like Lionel Messi is on a mission, and that mission is to blow the doors off the rest of the league and show Major League Soccer and the world that he's back in the place where he not only deserves to be but expects to be. And, oh, by the way, now with every other team above them, the Union, Cincinnati out of the playoffs in terms of regular season points, the Cup goes through Fort Lauderdale and Chase Stadium. They will play the Eastern Conference Final at home, and if they beat New York City, which I fully expect them to do, they will play MLS Cup at home as well. If you want to win MLS Cup, and I'm talking straight at you, San Diego, you got to go through the GOAT to do it, and it ain't going to be easy, and it starts tonight.
Yowzas.
I love it. I love the challenge, Andrew. Let me have a soccer ball and see what I can do. I don't know. Hey, thanks for the time. Have fun tonight, man. We'll be watching and enjoying your coverage, man. Good luck tonight.
Thank
Have
you,
a good
Andrew.
Call.
Hey, appreciate it, boys. MLS Season Pass on Apple TV is the spot. Pre-game show starts at, 30 minutes before game time. I'll see you then.
Boom.
Yep, we'll be there. Andrew Wiebe right there, MLS tonight. I love how he just said that, man. Tony, though. Come on. That's the challenge you want. You want to win tonight. You want to beat Vancouver at home. Everybody celebrates. It's crazy. And then you go down to Messi's house and take the title from him.
And then you go down to Messi's house and you clean it up.
Stop it, Scraby.
That was a good one.
You clean it up.
Messi, clean,
terrible
corn
one. You're such a buzz
ball.
Killer. Buzz killer. All right.
Nothing?
Grit, back to American football when we come back. Some good, bad, ugly. And a story that the San Diego State coaches begged me to tell about something I screwed up on at dinner the other night here.
Man,
in the
man
so
you, this is a bad
trip.
This is
a bad
trip,
you. Man. It was rough for you. You left your passport.
Yeah.
And you did something at dinner.
I this was unintentional, but I think you'll get a laugh out of it. So
I'm sure we will.
It's coming up on Gwen and Chris.
I know you all been waiting for this. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Robert Bachman of San Diego. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize. Robert Bachman of San Diego qualifies for 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Robert Bachman, your time starts now.
Tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, tick, tick, tick. I like Andrew Wiebe was doing his best of Chris Berman when he was like, whoop!
Can I issue an apology?
What?
I want to issue an apology to you.
To me?
Yes, you... It still wasn't a very good joke at all, but I gave you some credit. I did not see what pick up what you were putting down with the whole Messi and cleaning up his room.
Thank you.
It completely went over my head.
Thank you.
I guess a good joke is one that you don't have to explain as you had to with that, but
I did.
Nonetheless, I still missed it when you said it, and so there's that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Chris, anything to say?
It was better once you explained to us that the word messy can go both ways.
I honestly,
it was
can't
a double entendre right there.
I can't believe you guys didn't get that.
It just went clean over my head, man, for real. If Chris didn't say anything to you in the break, I would have walked away and never thought about how stupid that joke was again, and now I'm having second thoughts. It was semi-stupid.
Yeah, I'll give you a little credit for it. A little credit is due.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, but I promised the coaches that I would tell this story. It's not an all-timer, I don't think, but they think it's hilarious, especially our assistant head coach, Kelly Lewis. So this is for you, Kelly. She wanted me to tell the story. We sat, it's Kelly and I and about six or seven others at a circular table in the room where we eat lunch here at the hotel. And yesterday, Tony, along the wall, they had the setup there, and they have those little stands with a little piece of paper that says what each item is, you know, turkey or fried potato, whatever it is. So I came across a bowl of some stuff.
Yeah.
That it looked a little wonky, and I think stuff is a good description for it.
Is it poi?
But no, it looked kind of like some sort of salad, and maybe like a potato salad. But what it said was shredded chicken.
Oh.
And okay, I know that didn't sound good. And remember, we're in the Bahamas, so for them, maybe shredded chicken's just something different.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it was like chicken salad. So there was nothing else up there that I wanted, so I grabbed two pieces of bread. I took some of the stuff, and I dumped it in my bread. I put some lettuce on there, some tomato, a little onion, piled it up, went back, sat down, took a bite of my sandwich, thinking it was a chicken salad sandwich, and it was horrible. And that's because it was Bahamian potato salad. And I don't know that anybody, you don't have a potato salad sandwich. It was so bad. I don't want to gross anybody out, but I didn't swallow it all. I put it on the plate. I stubbed it off to the side. It was really bad. And I don't know, about 5 minutes later, our athletic trainer, Queenie Soriano, said, Chris, what happened to your sandwich there? And I said, well, I realized I made a potato salad sandwich. And for some reason, they think that's the funniest thing I've ever done. I don't know. But there you go. I thought I was getting chicken salad, and I didn't. I got potato salad, and
I don't think this is that crazy.
I don't think it's that crazy either, but I do recognize the type of disappointment you have when you think you are biting into something that is one thing.
It is not.
It is not. It's one of the more like disappointing things that could happen to you in a day.
Yeah. I was pretty excited for my
chicken
salad.
Especially if you're
hungry. I thought I'd really discovered something.
It sounded like you were hungry too, because you made your plates, you went and did something else. And I'm sure
I'm sure
the whole time you were thinking of, when you were doing the second thing, you were thinking how good this shredded chicken was going to taste when you sat down.
Yeah, it didn't. Mm, it didn't taste good at all. It was a shocking bite to come up with. And it wasn't even good potato salad. I mean, think of like the worst potato salad you ever had.
Did it have raisins in it?
I didn't get that far. It just, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I should have known from the beginning, Tony, because when I looked at it, I didn't know what it is. Like when you look at a food and you don't know what it is,
that's a problem.
You shouldn't eat it, right?
Yeah, never.
You should just not eat that.
Never picking that.
If you have to question, man, I think it's chicken.
Yeah, never.
It says it's chicken. The sign, there was a little sign there that said it was chicken.
The only
so I
you can't do it.
The only buffet I liked is no longer with us, and that's Soup Plantation. That's the only buffet.
Oh, my kids, too. You know, what is the other name for Soup Plantation? Tomato?
Sweet Tomato.
Sweet Tomato. Oh. The kids.
Yeah, that's what they call it everywhere else.
My kids grew up on... My wife is a big fan of Soup Plantation. I wasn't that big a fan, but my wife raised her kids on it, and so recently they went to a sweet potato, which was like one left in Arizona still. They're out there for soccer, so they got to eat there again. They raved about it.
I gotta go back out there next time I'm in spring training. We're coming for you, Sweet Tomatoes.
I didn't even know there was one. Yeah, Sweet Tomatoes and Soup Plantation are the same, but. I loved it. I don't know why people haven't brought it back. I mean, the COVID thing is long behind us.
Yeah, that whole buffet dining thing is not looked at the same after COVID.
But you would go, wouldn't you?
My family would go. I'd still complain about going like I did when it was here the first time.
I literally saw a guy. Now, when you go,
I will say the soup selection.
I mean, it is called Soup Plantation.
Nothing exceeds that.
You got if you have Soup Plantation as your name, you have to have a great soup selection.
The New England clam chowder they had, and they had
you and I would have fought over a bowl of clam chowder. If like it was
New
the last
England
bowl, we would have had
clam
to go to
chowder.
You know, I went best. In Cincinnati. We used to drink and go to Golden Corral and.
Oh, that's terrible.
I saw some really horrible stuff at Golden Corral. This guy was eating wings waiting for his chicken to be ready.
Over the other food?
Yes!
Yeah. Only at Golden Corral. You know who was a quiet sponsor of Golden Corral? And he used his voice all the time?
Who?
Dion,
that's right.
And I was like, man, this dude sounds like Dion. Yes, he was on the commercials all the time. All right, I think we got to get to our GBU, don't we?
Yes, but we have a traffic report first, and then GBU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, here we go. Good, the bad, the ugly. Week 12 of the National Football League. We're here to get right to it. Let's start with the good. Rams 34, Tampa Bay 7. It wasn't good if you're Tampa Bay, but... The LA Rams looked like Super Bowl champs last night. And Matthew Stafford.
I did throw many touchdowns last night. Thank you.
Yeah. Same initials. Matthew Stafford, three more touchdown passes. He now has 30 touchdowns and two interceptions for the season. He has gone 27 touchdown passes in a row without an interception. That's an NFL record. And correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Say what you will about Drake May. Where's Matthew Stafford's name now in the MVP?
For real.
Seriously.
For real.
Can we get off of Drake May for a second and look at actually who is the MVP right now? And that's Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford.
I think Jonathan Taylor's still there. He didn't have a great game yesterday. But to me, those are the top two on my list. But everybody says Drake May. Who knows? All right, here we go. Yesterday's MVP in the NFL was not either of those guys. It was Jahmyr Gibbs. What a number he did on the Giants. A fantasy performance for the ages, guys. 60 points in fantasy football.
Yes.
And, of course, Scraby has him. And Scraby won by one-tenth of a point or something.
0.26.
You needed every bit of Jahmyr Gibbs to win. 63-yard touchdown run. Gave the Lions a lead in overtime, and then Adrian Hutchinson with the walk-off sack.
Can we do a real quick rate the radio call on this one after?
Okay.
There's the snap to Winston. He's back on fourth down, looking. Oh, pressure coming.
Get him, Winston. Get him. Boom. Ball game. Aiden Hutchinson comes up with a sack. Get out of here, boys. Go to the locker room. This game's over.
All right, 1 to 10, rate that radio.
Can I hear it just one more time, real quick?
The snap to
I got to hear. I got to hear the color guy again.
Adrian Hutchinson.
Get out of here, boys. Go to the locker room.
All right, 1 to 10, Tony, rate that radio call.
I forgot how we used to rate these football ones, man.
Yeah.
That is a,
I think you would have given this a 3 or a 4.
I was about to say, in football, I know that's the norm, but that was atrocious.
There's a lot of voices talking over each other.
He just was talking like he
that
wasn't.
That sounded like three or four different guys, right?
He was talking like he wasn't mic'd up. Like he just had free
reign. Adrian Hutchinson, I knew it. And then the other guy was like, boom.
Get on boom. Out of here, boys. Head to the
Get
locker
him.
Room.
Boom. Get him, boom.
Yeah, I'm going to go 2 on that.
Okay,
one.
Chris, what's your rating?
I'm going 22. That was the most enthusiastic call I've heard all year.
Okay.
It was for our purposes, it was terrible in a lot of ways, though. Detroit wins in overtime. They survive in overtime, 34-27. And the Lions beat the Giants. The Giants have lost a lot of miraculous losses this year, by the way.
They have.
Finishing out the good. Sorry, I have to put Drake May in again. He did throw an early pick six, but rallied the Patriots, 26-20. And once again, Tony, they overcome the terrible coaching of Mike Vrabel to improve to 10-2.
This Vrabel guy, man, he's just overrated.
Apparently. What were they thinking?
Someone asked me over the weekend, what will it take for Vrabel to be a good coach in your mind? And I'm saying, don't go one and done in the playoffs, which is what he always does.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
we'll see.
Buddy.
I don't even think that's accurate. I think he took Tannehill to the AFC Championship game one year.
After that
and lost
year.
To the Chiefs.
I believe his team upset the Baltimore Ravens.
The Ravens,
that year.
Yeah. That didn't count, though, apparently.
It was after that game, Tony. It was after that game.
Okay,
let's go to the bad. Dallas 24, Philadelphia 21. I put this in bad because now we have to listen to you Cowboy fans think that your team is good again. As far as the Super Bowl champs are concerned, they blew a 21-point lead for the first time in 26 years.
Whoa.
As Dak Prescott rallied the boys.
Prescott on second down, back and runs up out of the pocket. Runs to his left, to the 10, to the 5, cuts to his right, somersault at the goal line, touchdown! Touchdown for the captain! Touchdown, Prescott! You're too old to somersault! An 8-yard scramble, and they're an extra point away from coming all the way back.
And they would go even further because they'd kick a field goal to win it 24-21. Dallas. Kansas City 23, Indy 20. Overtime game. Why was this in the bad category? Because the Colts should have won this game and eliminated the Chiefs once and for all. 20-9 lead in the fourth quarter. Finally, Patrick Mahomes figured out how to get it done in the late going as the Chiefs won their first close victory of the season.
The Chiefs have never led in this football game. Ariza waits for the goal signal. Butker's kick is good, and the Chiefs have not led in this game until now. They get a walk-off field goal in overtime from Harrison Butker. Kansas City 23, the Colts 20 in overtime.
That's a good win for
a great win.
KC to stay alive.
It is.
But I also thought it was impressive for the Colts. On the road, they were right there the whole game. I think this team is actually needs to be believed. And they almost won without Jonathan Taylor doing hardly anything. Finishing up in the bad, we talked about this earlier. J.J. McCarthy, another painful growth game. 5 sacks, 2 picks, a headache, a concussion, Packers roll.
Headache.
23-6.
Do you see he self-reported symptoms after they landed or something?
Yeah, I would self-report too if I played like
well,
that.
Well, something needed to explain those last two interceptions he threw. it's been a rough year for KOC after he was coach of the year last year and everything went the Vikings' way. Into the uglies, we finish it up with Houston 23, Buffalo 19. Ugly if you're Josh Allen, 8 sacks, an all-time high for him. And Houston looked like they may have the best defense in football if they can carry it through to the playoffs. Allen's day was nothing, though, compared to Geno Smith as Cleveland beat Las Vegas 24-10. Geno was sacked 10 times by Cleveland. That's incredible. Does anybody know the record? It can't be much more than that for one game.
Oh, it was 11, I believe.
I can't.
Really? They only needed one more?
I think they only needed one more, but I'm not 100%.
Wow.
That was crazy.
All right, on the other side, Shedeur Sanders made I would say, a pretty good debut, and this was his best play.
Shedeur on third down throws it. Samson to the flat. Samson 35. Samson 40. Samson first down. He's at the Raider 35. It's a foot race and he's gone. Dylan Samson touchdown.
I love the way the Cleveland announcer says that. Like it happens every week.
Right.
No, it doesn't. But it did yesterday for Cleveland. Finally, in the ugly category, Mike McCoy and the Tennessee Titans. Boy, bringing the old ball coach in hasn't changed anything for Tennessee. They're now 1-10. We don't have time for the highlight, but suffice to say, Jackson Smith and Jigba dominated again for Seattle.
Hey, that
is the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The Titans made it a little bit more of a game there at the end than I think the Seahawks
won. At the end, but they really never had a chance.
No,
I'll tell you what, Cam Ward does make some great plays, though, from time to time.
Listen,
you can see that there might be something there. They just got to give him a team.
Right, I'm about to say, he's literally out there, feels like, by himself.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, he can make some great plays. It's just... they don't have much, and then Mike McCoy. I mean, that was just that's just dumb hiring right there.
It wasn't a hire; it was an interim basis.
Whatever. Okay. Well, you know what? Point the guy who's selling beer up in the load section. Bring him down, Mike McCoy. Come on. All right, we got to go tomorrow. I'll be traveling. I'll try to check in with you guys, though. That's probably all I can offer. I'll be going cross-country to come back home. Scraby Tony, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Next, Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Yes. Good night, everybody. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season.
Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.